The Kate Daly Show is about to start. Progressive liberals must be accompanied by an adult. The show starts now.
Sure, the American public understand. It's not only safety when you inject somebody and they get maybe an idiosyncratic reaction, they get a little allergic reaction, they get pain. There's safety associated. Does the vaccine make you worse? And there are diseases in which you vaccinate someone, they get infected with what you're trying to protect them with, and you actually enhance the infection. You can get a good feel for that in animal models. So that's going to be interspersed at the same time that we're testing. We're going to try and make sure we don't have enhancement. So the worst possible thing you could do is vaccinate somebody to prevent infection and actually make them worse.
Right now in the United States, people should not be walking around with masks.
You're sure of it? Because people are listening really closely to this.
Right now, people should not be walking. There's no reason to be walking around with a mask. When you're in the middle of an outbreak, wearing a mask might make people feel a little bit better, and it might even block a droplet, but it's not providing the perfect protection that people think that it is. And often, there are unintended consequences. People keep fiddling with the mask, and they keep touching their face.
And can you get some schmutz sort of staying inside there?
Of course. But when you think masks, you should think of healthcare providers needing them and people who are ill.
I love it when Fauci attempts to tell the truth sometimes. Don't you?
Yeah,
no,
sure.
I totally love that.
I'm starting to sound like him, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, 60 Minutes. You know, Snopes calls that an outdated clip, even though it was done 3 months ago.
Time flies when
you're having fun, right? Outdated is so outdated. It's so like beginning of this year, like 3 months ago in the spring. Anyway, ridiculous. Ridiculous, you guys. I can't believe. I honestly do think that we should diagnose the entire country with COVID so everyone can take off the masks, stop acting ridiculous, just like we used to do with chicken pox and measles, right? If it's just so horrifying, let's just declare the whole nation, we'll all be sick together if we're all going to get sick. We won't, but that's what they're trying to sell you on. Just do it and take off the masks.
Kate, I actually think COVID's coming to an end.
Really? Because we're all getting marked with it.
It's going to fizzle out here pretty quick. It's too many people are aware of all the inconsistencies, and it's starting to die out.
Maybe so.
But the main clue is that they've already discovered a new swine flu virus to replace it.
Really?
Yes.
I'm in shock. I'm in utter shock. So we have a new swine flu virus
that is descended from H1N1.
Oh, of course.
It's called G4.
Yeah.
And it has the potential of causing a pandemic. So
really,
COVID's out. I think they're giving up on COVID. This will be next year we get hit with the new swine flu G4 virus.
Well, there you go. I mean, my gosh. And then next year, what virus will that be? Well, what will that descend from?
Who
Ebola?
Knows?
I think we get a new Ebola.
It's called Ebola 2.
Yeah. Seriously.
Yeah.
I think we should.
We have to be afraid of something all the time. That's for sure.
Do you guys realize, I was thinking about this on the way to work today, do you realize how many centuries we've gone back in medical knowledge? You know, in March, it was like all of our knowledge just poof, disappeared, and no doctor out there knew what a virus was anymore, and they all thought we didn't have an immune system. I mean, we're literally going back to the 1600s when we knew nothing about any of this.
When you first said that to me, I thought you were exaggerating a bit, but
I'm
this
really
morning
not.
When I went to the doctor, they put leeches on me.
No, they didn't wear masks, but the leeches, yes. I'm just almost stunned that we seem to have no medical awareness or knowledge. I mean, it's kind of amazing, isn't it? When you really think about it, we've gone back so many centuries, not decades, centuries, and pretended that we didn't know what a virus was. And everyone was telling me on Facebook, not everyone, I can't say literally everyone, that's not fair. But there were people on Facebook, good, smart people that I know. I'm not kidding. I can't name names. It would embarrass them. But good, smart people. that you might have heard of, okay, telling me that the virus would live for more than a month on something, that you'd be contagious and not know it for up to 2 months, that they didn't know how killer it was. They didn't know enough about it. And I was laughing because I thought, do we say this about the virus from last year and the one from the year before and the one from the... No, we went back literally centuries of knowledge and acted like we didn't know what a virus was.
Well, when somebody says to me, do you realize how long the virus can live?
Uh-huh.
I just kind of say, you do realize that viruses aren't alive.
Yeah.
To begin with. They're not.
You guys, this is just getting so out of hand. So now the focus has been on people, they say, keep throwing tantrums over not wearing the mask. So let me get this straight, because now we've been called, we put liberty over safety. We only care about freedom. We're these dumb hicks who only care about liberty. Yeah, you shouldn't care about that, right? And then also the same thing is we throw a tantrum and we just won't get with the program and we don't care about people. So the article today that I found was kind of interesting, because it was all about retailers caught in the middle as some customers throw tantrums over not wearing it. And a taco shop in California has to fold. Why? Because people want to remove the mask to eat the taco.
They do.
I know. Can you even imagine? Like, who would want that?
You want to make $1 million?
Yeah.
Create an edible mask you don't have to take off. You can eat your taco and the mask.
I'm going to do it. There you go. Don't dare me. I'm going to do it. So yeah, that's what we're up against. And so the whole article in the LA, Los Angeles Times was all about this poor retailer who had worked from the ground up as immigrants to own this very, very popular taco spot. But enough people were throwing tantrums about the masks. They didn't want to have to wear them, and they had to cave because of them. The same people, by the way, that are purchasing the tacos. So you're kind of wondering to yourself, aren't you? They're a really popular taco spot, and most Californians are wearing the mask because they feel bullied into it. They only had a few people saying they didn't want to wear it, and they still bought tacos, and they closed because of that?
I don't
think
so.
Just doesn't make sense, does it?
No.
So we have a lot of that kind of, crap in the media again, but there's that. And then, by the way, a quarter of gym patrons, you know, gym goers, are not going to go back to a fitness club ever again. A quarter, they're saying. Study finds that a quarter of you won't go back. Yeah, you're not going back because you're afraid of anything. They keep telling us how afraid we are, right, and how they want to solve that problem for us. I think it's because of the ridiculousness of going to the gym under this kind of conditions.
Well, not only that, but if you haven't gone for 3 or 4 months, you realize that 60 or 70 bucks a month has been wasted anyway, because you don't go enough anyway when you're going.
No, isn't that the truth?
Yeah.
No, that's the truth. And so there's all kinds of stuff out today. The AP put out the virus surge forces Arizona's governor's hands on masks, and it's very confusing. Do they have the right to do it or not? We have a couple of states, New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, who don't want travelers from 16 states due to fear. And I'm pretty sure that they didn't hear from anybody that actually was afraid.
No.
Yeah, I think they just decided on that one. The states reversing reverse openings and requiring masks after we hear from Fauci that masks don't work. And the AMA, and I know it's the same information, right? I know.
Yep.
I've done so many shows on this, but I'm just still astounded that we can't seem to understand this. Did you know that they're fining people in South Beach $50 for not wearing one?
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, and their biggest problem right now is explaining why hospitalizations keep dropping.
Yes.
That's a real problem.
It is a problem, because they're dropping. And what are they going to do to explain that in a time when they really are counting on you being in fear enough to stay locked down until the election? I mean, what are they going to do, guys? This is not easy. This is not easy. So how do you keep the fear alive? You say something else has come from China.
Mm-hmm.
How else can they do it?
There could be a nuclear accident somewhere. When those happen, they cause viruses to mutate.
That's true. The mutation. Oh, the mutation of the beast. We'll get that one too. So we're getting all of this conflicting information. And what's sad is that we, do you realize there's still under 16,000 people in the entire country, okay, that are even serious or critical. But let me give you one more stat, because they're saying this is worldwide, right? They've got people on lockdowns and wearing masks worldwide, okay? Worldwide, you want to know how many people are in the hospital? Not in the hospital, just considered serious, okay? Not in the hospital. But this is all they could round up. Out of the entire world, almost 8 billion people, 57,000.
Wow.
57,000, that's it. That's it. With other health conditions. Oh, wow.
Well, totally they constantly talk about total number of cases from day one.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But 60% of those people have already been totally recovered. No, they don't count anymore.
And they already admitted that all the tests were bad.
Yeah,
yeah,
that
and
too.
And then, of course, over 50% are false positives. So, just saying. That if we don't get a handle on this, I really do need your ideas for t-shirts, because I honestly am getting mean, and I don't know, I think my meanness will come out on the t-shirt. So email me, kate@katedalyradio.com.
What's wrong with a mean t-shirt?
Yeah.
Let's do a mean t-shirt.
You want to do a mean one?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, we can do a mean one. But email me, kate@katedalyradio.com, and tell me what you think. Tell me what you'd like to have on that t-shirt. I'd love to hear. I really would. So Black Lives Matters, we're going to be talking about this in the next segment, but there's a couple of things going on there that you need to be aware of. And we also have 4th of July Independence Day coming up, and there's so much to say, isn't there? And I wish that we could all understand how blessed we are to be in this country and stop apologizing for it. Because guess what, folks? When you go to a sporting event now, it's flip-flopped. They used to have a few that knelt. Right. And now it's if you stand, the picture is taken of you. If you stand, you're the controversy. If you stand, you're defiant.
Oh,
they have completely they've been trying to swap it for quite some time. But this is going to get out of hand, and you're going to see more of this if we're, I don't know, allowed to have sporting events. Who knows? I hope they all let us out so we can celebrate our Independence Day. Huh?
Yeah,
I don't think so.
They're trying to squash it.
I know they are. All across the country, they've actually canceled, I think, almost every single celebration. I think the founding fathers, South Dakota, I think they're the only ones having something. But I want to talk about that too, because all that white privilege going on, they say. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've always been a health nut, and I've been taking the Balance of Nature, and I do feel better. But I feel a lot stronger now, and in fact, I'm starting to do a little bit of exercises. I find that I have more energy, and I just have a feeling of well-being. I tell everyone about this. Some people feel it right away, some people don't. But don't give up. Keep at it, and you will feel better.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code KATE.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Dogs and the horses and the trucks and the guns. With mothers and daughters and fathers and sons. We were never champs. We made amazing America.
Hi there, welcome back, Kate Daly Show. happy that you are tuned in to the Kate Daly Show. Make sure I'll take the caller in just a moment, but make sure that you have Balance of Nature. Make sure you're getting the supplement. It's such a fantastic supplement. They have a 10-step process in which they dehydrate the vegetables and fruits down from a really ripened state, and it gives you all the benefit of those nutrients. So you're not going to eat 31 fruits and vegetables. I know you're not. I'm not either. Let's be honest. I'm lucky if I get the tomato on a burger. So let's make sure that we're having all of those nutrients on a daily basis, along with a drink that has everything from turmeric to keeping your blood sugar level to all kinds of vitamins and minerals to keeping you regular. I mean, it's just an amazing product all the way around. And if you're not taking this product, you should be for your health. Make sure that Balance of Nature is honestly part of your daily nutrition, and order up some extra. I would. I have extra because I love this product and I always want it on hand. And you can go to Balance of Nature and put in the code Kate, K-A-T-E, and you can get 30% off and free shipping. So it really is an amazing product, and I wouldn't tell you about it if I didn't take it myself and love it. And skin, hair, everything. You'll feel so good, I promise. You'll sleep better too. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yes. Are you familiar with the Range magazine?
The Range magazine.
It's a very conservative, politically incorrect magazine that champions the Western lifestyle.
Nice.
They sell a T-shirt in their book called Illegitimi Non Carborandum. Interpreted into English, roughly, don't let the bastards grind you down.
Nothing like getting to the point. I like that. Yeah. Hey, thanks. I really appreciate that. Yeah. I hope people go seek out the Range. That's awesome. Thank you. That's great.
Yeah. Anytime you can put something in Latin, it's good.
Yeah. I was thinking about just putting a mask on, a picture of a mask, right?
Yeah.
And maybe some wording underneath. Like, yeah, really simple. Something you can see from far away. Something that I know will offend.
Gullible.
Gullible. I like that.
Yeah.
Gullible. Gullible, period, right? So there's got to be, we just have to start waking people up somehow. And I know it'll probably be so offensive, but I guess I just don't care anymore. I'm so sick of the nonsense. I find these people offensive because I find that they're intellectually challenged. They won't go research anything.
No, no.
They don't know anything about anything medical, and they believe whatever they're told. So
yep.
I guess I don't really have a lot of respect for those shaming people into wearing a mask or doing that anyway. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead. Caller, you're live.
Oh, hey.
There you go. Hi.
I have some ideas for you for a T-shirt.
Oh, please.
So the first one would be never quarantined, always free.
Oh,
and
like that. That's cool.
The second one would be free range sheep, and it would have a mask with a sheep.
That's a good one.
Hey, I like that. That's really good. Hey, very, very cool. Thanks for sharing. I love that. What would you put on a T-shirt right now? It's almost like the front needs to say something about COVID and the back needs to say something about Black Lives Matters. We almost need a dual T-shirt for this year. What do you guys think? 888-673-1450, you can call in live.
How much would it cost to have a T-shirt made that was white on the front and black on the back?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Like the material.
Yeah, yeah.
And then put your sayings on it.
Maybe we could do something, right? Oh, my gosh.
I'm going to see if you can order a shirt like that.
Guys, we have these same discussions every couple of years. It's just so bizarre to me. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Well, good afternoon.
Hi there.
How's things today?
Excellent, excellent. It's like little cartoon animated bluebirds are around me. Go ahead.
I have a statement about, something to say about what you just said about people not taking the time to investigate, look into things.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a very, very good friend of mine who has a doctorate degree, teaches at the Dixie State.
Yeah.
And she is just adamant about wearing a mask, and I put all of the information out there to her, all of the epidemiology reports, all of the sizes, the microns of the virus, and all that stuff, and she will not listen.
Wow. Oh, I don't know what to say to these people.
I don't know what to do. Like you said, these people are they're educated, but they're just stupid.
Yeah, I know. And they think they are... And they think we're intellectually challenged, that we just like our freedom and we don't care about no one. That's what they think.
Yeah.
It's really amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you. Really appreciate it. It's almost as if, you know, they called us gullible for so long because we believed some of these things that we were researching and studying that were not part of the mainstream media. Isn't it funny that they're gullible enough to put on a mask, though? They're gullible enough to put on a mask and not know why. And then to turn around and tell you, we don't know enough, wear the mask. Well, you can bet your hind end that if somebody tells me I have to do something, I'm going to want to ask why. And it better make sense. It better be for a good reason.
See, and that's the problem. There's so much the out there that doesn't make sense.
Is it the problem that I want it to make sense?
Yeah, that's a huge problem. Yeah.
Citizen, just do it. Just do it.
The one that's floored me the most lately was a gal who's, I told her, why don't you, you know, we should just isolate the older people who are really at risk. And then everybody else can get infected, get well, and be immune.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, well, if we just isolate the old people, my children will never see their grandparents again.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
okay.
Oh, that's brilliant. I mean, I was literally speechless when that was said. Okay.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, here we are.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. So, anyway, that's probably one of my bigger problems is that is watching these people go, you just wear it. It doesn't matter why. Okay. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Okay.
Hi there.
Hey, the thought for the day is, can you order white bread anymore, or has that changed too?
Yeah.
So true. Thank you. Appreciate that. Yeah, seriously. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi. I was calling about the t-shirt idea.
Oh, yes, please. What's your t-shirt idea?
I saw this on social media somewhere. It said, let's just call it a year already, and let's just put our Christmas trees up and call it a year already.
Oh, yeah. I totally agree with you on that one. This has just been the year of just six nonsense. I don't even know where to start with this year. Thank you. I love that idea. I think we should, definitely. Yes.
At Costco, a friend of mine who goes, mm-hmm. they don't mind putting on a mask. They went to Costco, and in the bakery section,
mm-hmm.
the white bread shelf is now labeled privilege loaf.
Privilege loaf. I'd like my sandwich on some privilege loaf, please. Mm-hmm. That sounds great. I love that. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead. T-shirt idea?
Yeah, COVID-19. Unmask the lie.
Oh, I like that. Unmask the lie.
I got another one for you to like probably too, okay. And that is liar, liar. United States on fire.
Ooh,
yeah, that's good.
Hey,
I like that.
You guys are coming up with some good ones. Thank you. I really appreciate that. I really like that.
Liar, liar. United States on fire.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
I like it. I like it. Especially right now, you know, I'm in a week where and I know you are too, where we tend to think about our country a little bit more during this week, right? We should be thinking about it all the time. But for some reason this week, it seems that it's fresh on our minds in the time that we're celebrating or supposed to be celebrating freedom and liberty. And it's really hard to sing about those things when you know that there are a lot of liars at the helm trying to take liberty and freedom because they are going to come out with a mandatory vaccine. I hope people realize that. Yeah.
Speaking of strange liars,
mm-hmm.
did you hear what happened to the mayor of Seattle?
I didn't.
The protesters
mm-hmm.
went to her home.
Ooh.
And she was irate.
Ooh.
Absolutely.
How dare they?
Irate. Yeah.
But they're followers. They love her.
Yeah, well, no, but you don't come to my home.
Oh, gotcha.
Don't
okay.
come to my home.
It's like the celebrities. They're like, I live up here,
yeah.
and you're down there, a little peasant.
Just, and she was, gotcha. I mean, she told them,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
look, you stay here in your little area here at Capitol Hill. Don't come up to my home.
Nothing to do with them.
Ooh.
Ooh.
And then the three in Minneapolis, the three city council members,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
they vote out the police, and then they use taxpayer money to hire private security for themselves.
Wow. Wow. Nice.
What is going on?
Yeah. Yeah. I have no idea. Somebody was commenting about my on Facebook about my post. I put up a post that said, "Can we just declare the entire country as COVID-19 so we can take off the stupid mask like we used to do with measles and chickenpox? You know, go play with the neighbor kids in the 1960s and 70s. You know, it was like, hey, go get sick. This is so funny though, but you know, you do realize that most of the people wouldn't have symptoms anyway, and you'd never get sick. So why don't we just declare it? Why don't we just say our nation, for some reason, we all got the same bug and we're interconnected. We all got the same bug. Then the liberals would back off. Mm-hmm. Everybody would back off because now everyone's sick. You guys, it makes perfect sense. I'm being totally serious. Everyone is supposedly sick, even though you know you probably won't have any symptoms or ever feel it or anything like that, because most don't. But hey, if 99.7% get over it quickly, and don't even realize they even have it, then I say we have nothing to lose here, unless you're in a nursing home, then you might. But other than that, my gosh, if they just said we all have it, there will be no fighting over the masks.
Do you know how easy it would be to take all the nursing homes and filter their air and put in ultraviolet light to kill germs and keep those people safe?
Yeah.
And then just let the rest of us catch it.
Right. I will gladly pony myself up to say I have it. Yeah. I'll just tell everyone I have it.
It would hardly cost anything. Right. And you got a 99.95% chance of surviving it if you get
My gosh. Honestly, you don't have anything to lose. And you don't need a vaccine because, like Fauci said, you get over it. And your whole body knows what to do. Yeah. It gets over it anyway, like any other cold virus. So you don't even need a shot.
No, creates better antibodies than the vaccine.
Yes,
shot.
The shot, he says, does the exact same thing everybody's body's going to do. So let's just beat him to the punch.
Yep.
I mean, my gosh, let's just say, you know what? We're good. We don't need any of this. Just mark us all COVID. I would pony myself up to say I have it.
Yep.
How about you guys? Hi, caller. Welcome to the show.
Okay, great idea, Kate. So in order to make this work, here's your T-shirt that you've got to sell on your website.
Okay.
You need to have a T-shirt that says either I survived COVID-19 or, you know, COVID-19 survivor or this T-shirt is my immunity.
I'm going to go. You know what? Let's go one step further. COVID hero. Everyone's a hero that has it. I want to be a hero. So let's go COVID hero.
We all wear that T-shirt, then we can wear that T-shirt into Costco. We don't have to wear our mask. Right. We can wear it wherever we want. And then when we see people who are trying to guilt us into wearing a mask, we can say, well, have you had it? Because I have.
Yeah.
So just get over yourself.
You know what? That's a fantastic idea.
That's a good one.
COVID hero. And then just say, I created immunity.
There you go.
Done.
Yeah.
Done. I love this idea. Thank you. Wow. Nice idea. I like this. All right. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Pack your bags and shut the door. You crossed the sea to fight a war. You didn't know just what would happen to you. Stepped in the dirt, boots on the ground, and gunfire was the only sound. And to yourself, you
Show. That is the veterans version of Hallelujah, and done by Sailor Jerry. Nice. Very nice. Welcome back to the show, and I welcome back Uncle Milty and you all, of course, and keep the ideas coming. You know, what would you put on a t-shirt right now? Because, you know, I was looking at t-shirts lately for the show and what we were going to design for the show and sell on the website. And I'll tell you, it's tough because there's so much I want to put on a t-shirt. I'd actually like to put the letter that Dr. Batar wrote on a t-shirt so I don't even have to bring paperwork around. I can just show it as I'm walking places, right? And it says so much about the mask. And I'll tell you something, we're to try to make some sense of this. If this gives us some peace to wear something in the midst of all these shaming mask wearers that don't want to do any research as to why they're even wearing it, I don't know where to start, but I know it makes people feel better. So I'm totally game to hear what you have to say on that. We were gonna talk earlier too about the fact that now standing for the national anthem is the defiant measure now. All these sports teams are kneeling. They're kneeling and they don't even know why. It's another COVID moment. You don't know why you're doing it, but you fall in line because rage, because anger. You don't even know what you're doing. This country was the only country that gave freedom to everybody. It might have taken a little bit to get there, but we were the only ones that put that on paper. Do we see that? And you want to sit there and kneel? As if you don't approve of the country that gives you these gifts? Who are these kids? Oh, gosh.
Try to wrap your mind around this.
What?
The U.S. women's soccer players who stood for the national anthem and when their league got underway were labeled dumb white witches with a B. And where is that reported? In Russia Today.
Wow.
That's where it's reported.
Right.
Not in the New York Times.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not in the Los Angeles Times. Not in the Chicago Tribune.
No.
In Russia Today, they report how unpatriotic this was.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
It is interesting.
Okay.
Maybe there is a place to go.
Yeah.
If the United States fails, maybe there is.
Maybe there is.
Maybe there is a country out there that's dying to be what we used to be.
Maybe. Maybe. Because we're sure giving into this a lot. And see, the problem isn't with standing or kneeling, okay? It isn't with telling somebody they can't stand or can't kneel, because I don't live in a country that dictates that, okay? You have the freedom
that's
to choose. What worries me is the mindset of why somebody's kneeling. Not that somebody's kneeling. It's why are they? Why do that? Because standing has always been a sign of respect. Well, when I see somebody kneeling, I think you're ignorant. You don't know. You don't know. You just don't know your history. You're giving in to the 2020 headline. You do not know your history.
You know, here's what bothers me. It's perfectly okay if you do these things.
Okay.
But there's 195 countries in the world.
Yeah.
If you're unhappy where you are, check some of those out.
No one's stopping you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi. I was just wanting to comment about maybe most of the Americans are wearing the masks over their eyes.
Maybe. Maybe. We want a whole head mask,
yeah.
I think. I guess.
And talking about this whole statue stuff and all the slavery, the history of the world has changed more in the last 200 years than it did in the previous 6,000 or whatever before.
You're right.
The slavery was something that everybody did.
Yep.
And it took machinery and technology to phase it out.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's
right.
The only reason we don't have it. In our country today.
Mm-hmm. Well, anywhere.
It's still being used in other countries.
Right. Anywhere. And it used to be that you had servitude for a while, and then you could buy your servitude back, right? And then it was a black man in our country that went to the court system and begged to be able to have his black slave be for life. And he was granted it. Yeah. And that's what turned the corner. It's kind of interesting. That's why all these kids kneeling, I'm thinking, you don't know your history, buddy. Get up.
They don't understand anything of human nature and history.
Right.
Which what our founders did know.
Exactly. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Speaking of servitude, in the United States, last week, a woman was arrested for kidnapping because she got a young pregnant or a young girl with an infant to come and work for her as a house cleaner.
All right.
And then the girl got here there to where she was, and it was cleaning houses with her, working with her, and the daughter of the woman was babysitting the baby, and the woman started telling this girl, we're charging you $100 a day for child care, and you have to pay for your plane ticket back. And what eventually she made her a servant.
Oh.
What was that called? It just slipped my mind. When they indentured servant.
Oh, my gosh.
She made her an indentured servant.
Really?
And finally, the young girl wanted to leave that. Wrote to her father and said, please, Dad, get me out of here.
Taking advantage of me.
And the woman who did this told the father, you can't have her until you pay me $2,500.
Whoa.
Said, I'm not letting her go until you pay $2,500.
Oh, my. Oh my.
That's today.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there's still some evil out there.
Yeah, there is. And there, you know, there probably always will be. Why wouldn't there be? But that doesn't mean it's the curious broad brushstroke of an entire nation. And so, you know, thinking about this Independence Day, and I really wish that we could teach our youth a little bit more about the courage that it took and the brave souls that it took to be able to establish this country under a whole new premise, and that was where all men were created equal. As soon as the ink was dry, things were set into motion. To even George Washington said, hey, let's start to end this practice. I'll be one of the first.
Yep.
I'll do it. This is why we need to really start paying our respects to the founders, to the people involved in this, to those that signed, to those that risked life, limb, and everything, and their fortunes, to be able to give us this country. So when these young kids kneel, wouldn't it be nice to go and educate these kids? Wouldn't it be nice to be able to, instead of Black Lives Matters or social media, educating these young kids? Because honestly, what they're being told too is, if you like your Black teammate, you'll kneel because he's persecuted. Now, if you ask the Black teammate, who's all of 10 years old, or 20, in his 20s, are you really persecuted every day, or do you have an awful lot of opportunity because you are on the field? You're sitting here on the field. You got an opportunity to play. Are you really discriminated against? They probably couldn't come up with anything personal that they've actually said, I'm totally persecuted every day. So if we start to peel back the layers of deceit on this whole messaging, right? And it's really don't love your country because your country persecutes people, even though that's not true. It's just not true. So, man, we're in need of some education. I'm at a loss for what we can do about this with our youth. They're getting these messages. If you like Black people, you kneel.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Even Black people out there are going, don't do that. We love this country.
There's so much strength. Did you hear what Adam Schiff said yesterday or today?
What's up?
He was at a forum on social media disinformation and election interference.
I love it when Adam Schiff speaks because it's so truthful.
He said, we may all be moving to Canada soon.
Why doesn't he lead the charge? Why doesn't he go on a voyage and find Canada? He's so illiterate. Go and find Canada and let us know how it is.
I was excited when I saw that.
Right.
Adams, he's moving to Canada.
There you go. I love it. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Whoa. Yes, I'd like to give an answer to your question.
Which one?
This is a novel concept I'm presenting that's not being sold, and because people are not embracing it, they're dooming America.
Right.
It's almost every battle war has been fought on ideological terms. They've been fought on many terms, militarily and otherwise. But when you look back for the battles of liberty, the ideology that prevails determines whether liberty is going to be prevailing. Americans on both sides of this argument, with these statues and Aunt Jemima and all this violence, are arguing it on collectivist terms. Therefore, we're guaranteed to lose. Even conservatives and Republicans are mainly arguing over this on collectivist terms when they try to defend that we're not a racist society. That's a collectivist concept. They're talking about whites in general. They're talking about the society in general. And when you talk in collectivist terms, you have rejected the ideology upon which our nation was founded of individualism. You can't have them both. Individuals have individual rights. You don't have individual rights when you're talking about, are we a group, a racist? We've got to stop talking about racism. It does not matter.
Mm-hmm.
Almost all of us have computers, and a computer, if you have a virus and you have an antivirus, and the antivirus treats the virus by quarantining it. When it quarantines it, we know that means that virus is neutralized.
Yeah.
If racism is completely neutralized if we are an individual society believing in individual rights. I've known many people that are racist to different degrees. In fact, probably over half your listeners are racist to some extent. How many would marry somebody that was an Eskimo or somebody that was a Mongolian or black or something of opposite race? Probably most people prefer a certain race as their partner in life. Mm-hmm. That's racism. The great economist, I can't think of his name right now, Walter E. Williams, wrote an article about how he's a racist.
Right.
He said, I prefer black women for my spouse.
Yeah.
But that kind of racism doesn't do any harm because he's an individualist, meaning everybody has rights and I have no right to initiate any aggression towards them. That's the issue, is aggression.
Right.
And once you're a collectivist, you believe in aggression, initiating aggression towards others and property.
Thank you for that. Appreciate it. Great words.
Yep.
No, I can't disagree with any of that.
Not a bit.
And people like to live by people that they see eye to eye with and that they think represent them and get along with. That's not being racist. We're not a racist nation. I'm so tired of that word. I mean, can you use the most extreme word to describe people? Give me a break.
Well, and you can tell the people who understand what the caller said, because those are the people that they don't say, all the people in the United States are not racist. What they say is, I'm not a racist.
Right.
I'm not a racist.
Yeah.
That's what I say.
Well, yeah.
I'm not a racist.
I don't know anyone that is. I don't know anyone that is. What does that tell you? I know a lot of people. My gosh. If you don't know anybody that is, I can't even name one person that's a racist. Good heavens. What have we become in just categorizing entire nation as this or that? It's always the extreme, too. Teach these kids. Why are they kneeling? What are they really kneeling for?
They don't.
They're told a totally different message. And they're told to hate our country from a young age. And that's sad because this country is what has given us all of these gifts. I mean, my gosh, I can't imagine not being grateful for it. I can't imagine not saluting that. I can't imagine not respecting that every minute. I can't imagine a world that would say, man, this country that gave us freedom, yeah, that country's awful. Can you imagine that messaging? Ouch. All right. You know what really gave me clarity on that, too, was reading the journals of all the immigrants coming over and why they came. When you get into those journals, very interesting perspective when it comes to why they came over here. And they didn't care it was a melting pot. They actually loved it.
Mm-hmm.
Be right back on The Kate Daly Show. Don't go anywhere.